remarkable we're living in this moment in time. It's also remarkable, it's a point of contrast, that we're living in a moment in time where, you know, states like Florida are moving in the exact opposite direction. It was stated earlier this week, the governor of Florida wants to move without any permits or any consideration, no requirements whatsoever, none for training. Why should you be trained? Gun safety saves lives. More guns, more lives lost.
Governor Gavin Newsom at a press conference yesterday as he unveiled a concealed carry bill. It would ban guns in most public places, including schools, hospitals, churches, and public transportation. The bill is in response to the 6 mass shootings that happened in California last month, and also a Supreme Court decision last summer that said Americans have a constitutional right to carry guns in public. If California passes the bill, it will certainly be challenged in court. And joining us now is Alexei Kosev. He's a Capitol reporter at Cal Matters. Welcome to Press Play.
Thanks for having me on.
Great to have you. Okay, so schools, public parks, public transportation, churches, it seems like almost every public place. Where else would guns be banned?
Right. I mean, this is sort of a very sharp response, shall we say, to the Supreme Court decision from last year. Essentially, lawmakers in California are saying that if we can't set the rules that we want for who can have a gun, then we're going to try and push to the very limits of what might be allowed in terms of where you can take a gun. And so, as you said, it's a lot of different kinds of public places, government buildings, medical facilities, playgrounds, bars, stadiums, places where they argue that there are, particularly sensitive people like children, like, medical workers, or where there are huge risk factors like alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Well, so lawmakers tried to pass a similar bill last year and failed. And why did it fail last year? And how is this bill different?
So it was a pretty stunning development last year. I mean, it seemed like California was headed toward a response to the Supreme Court decision fairly quickly, as other states like New York did. But on the very last night of session, the bill failed by a single vote in the state assembly. It needed a two-thirds vote, which is unusual for bills, but this one had an urgency clause that would have allowed it to take effect immediately. And so as a result, there was no law, and they have brought back a pretty similar proposal this year. And they're trying to sort of ensure its passage by taking things a little bit more slowly, building consensus, and removing that urgency clause so that it requires just a simple majority, meaning it would be pretty likely to get the support needed in a state where the legislature is so overwhelmingly Democratic.
Right. But that would probably, if not definitely, invite a court challenge, especially given what the Supreme Court ruled last summer, which basically said that Americans have a constitutional right to carry guns in public and have concealed carry permits.
There's no question that this bill is pushing the limits of what the Supreme Court said is allowed. California is definitely trying to figure out how far it can go. And so there are probably pieces of this in particular that are going to invite a challenge, as you said. The expansive list of these sensitive gun-free zones is certainly going to invite a challenge. And there are also other elements of this bill. There are certain kind of permitting standards that would still be in place, including that they would raise the age for concealed carry permits from 18 to 21. And that's the same age to purchase a handgun in California. So the supporters argue they're just sort of creating a parity in the law. But we have seen that there has been some courts who've proved hostile to laws that raise the age for gun ownership or gun purchases. There's even a law that California passed that was thrown out in court last year in part because it raised the age to buy certain kinds of semi-automatic rifles to 21. So there's a lot of legal questions that are up in the air about this approach that California is taking.
Right. So it's not only the raising the age limit, as you say, but also stricter licensing protocols. So like sheriff's departments, which grant these concealed carry permits, usually they would have to have in-person interviews. Someone would have to have 3 character references. The agency granting the license would have to scour social media for the applicant and on and on. Could those be seen as too onerous?
I think we're in a whole new era, and things mm-hmm. that once might have been considered reasonable, there's a question mark around them now simply because the court has shown that it's willing to entirely reconsider what kinds of rules are allowed or not under the Second Amendment. And gun rights groups have made very clear that they are ready to challenge basically anything the state does, as well as a lot of the rules that are already in place, because they also want to keep pushing the limit and pushing while they have this court that, you know, is on their side, keep pushing to expand what the Second Amendment means and what it encompasses. So not just this law, but a lot of gun laws in California are probably likely to go to court in the coming years and be this source of continual fights. Already in New York, which did move very quickly last year to pass a follow-up concealed carry permit after it was overturned by the Supreme Court, their new law is already undergoing a legal challenge, and that fight is playing out now. So as we're seeing, it's just going to be a heightened kind of legal battle all over the country as everyone tries to figure out where the Supreme Court might be drawing lines for allowable gun control.
Alexei Kossoff is a Capitol reporter at Cal Matters. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.